You're listening to Prince Street Talk, the Lancaster Barnstormers podcast. Now, here's Mike and Tom.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
It's Mike and Tom coming to you from Clerk Magazine Stadium.
Oh, that is true.
Oh, it's half true. It's a beautiful day here, Clerk Magazine Stadium. We're here in the Sunday morning. Getting ready to...
Easy like Sunday morning.
Oh, it's somewhat easy. It was kind of hard getting up, though.
And why is that?
Well, didn't go to bed that early.
It was a long game.
It was a long game. It was a long game. Went into extras last night. And it did not end in our favor. But that's okay.
It's very early to tell a lot of things.
That's true.
Well, but an exciting thing happened.
What's that?
Well, it always happens. It happens every spring, if you will.
Ooh.
Opening day.
Hey.
Thank you.
Baseball Thank came you. Back to Lancaster.
Yes.
It was great. I wasn't there, but Mike was not there either, but, it was a bunch of pregame festivities.
Charlie Manuel
was there to help present the rings. A 2014 team, of course, was, driven in a parade of cars.
Very so that exciting.
Was exciting. And,
the rings look beautiful. The rings, I saw some of the rings.
They're gorgeous. They're fantastic. Got a giant red stone in the middle, and the Barnstormers logo right in the middle, and surrounded by diamonds, and the player name on the side, and the trophy on the other side. It's awesome.
They seem so big now, the championship rings, that it's almost kind of a mantle.
Yeah.
Item. It's not really something you would wear often.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're like at a speaking engagement, you would wear it, or. No, somebody will ask, but
I know the staff wears them for like sales calls and stuff to go sell sponsorships. Another guy to talk to about this is I Am Fun, who we will be talking to later on in the show.
Oh, that's great!
But he has a ring from 06.
He does. And he now, stole it.
Well, no, he
oh,
got
no,
it.
No, he got it.
Yeah, he was presented with it. But a ring from 06, and then now a ring from 2014. And the size difference is unreal.
And he's going to give us one of those rings.
I don't think that's true. But
I thought if I said it.
I think he may. I know he'll be wearing at least one of them. Because
he likes to brag. Both of them.
He loves to brag.
Look how I helped this team win.
Well, what he did was in 2006, he wore the ring after it was presented for a whole year. Nonstop every day.
I'm glad I don't go to his house often and hang out. That seems kind of weird.
No, he's a good guy.
No, he is a great man. But like all of us, we have our oddities.
Yes.
Oddity is his name is I Am Fun.
And his entire job is an oddity. But anyway, let's look back to...
Enough about him for
opening
right now.
Day. Yeah, we'll talk to him plenty later. But back to opening day. Mike, if you want to go through the actual details of the game and how everything looked for us.
Well, you were right, the festivities and everything, it couldn't get better, but what really matters is if they won.
Correct.
What would you say to a 6-5 score?
I'd take it.
Because it was in our favor. Well, what if it wasn't in our favor?
I'd still...
You would still take it, because that's an enjoyable score.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good game.
But we won.
Hey!
Got that B?
What?
You're swatting some insects.
I got them, yeah.
Okay, good.
They're good.
P.J. Walters pitched for us.
Good man.
He went 5 innings, gave up 5 runs, all earned. And that was on 9 hits. 2 people walked, 5 strikeouts, and 2 home runs were given up. So not really the outing you really want from your starting pitcher.
Yeah.
And then our bullpen of Gracie, Reed, Woodall, and... quickly becoming a Barnstormer great, Yaquitez. All went very well. Did an inning each. Didn't give up a hit. Didn't give up a run. Did their job. So very good to see that from the bullpen. And I kind of see a little bit of a trend occurring here already, Tom, is that the bullpen is very reliable.
They are. And it's not every single game, especially in this home season we'll see, or this home series we'll see, later in the recap, but they do really do their job stepping in and taking care of the situation they're given. You mentioned Urquidez. I mean, Urquidez is now the go-to closer, especially when we have a close lead. He's pretty good to ensuring that we keep that for the last few innings. But yeah, the bullpen looks good this year. They're getting the job done.
Yeah, and really who's doing a good job is Tyler Bortnick.
Mm-hmm.
He had two RBIs in that game. Kajimoto had his first RBI of the season. And Cooper also, our designated hitter, mm-hmm. I think he'll be interesting to watch as the season goes on, had one as well, as did Castillo. So it was very good outing. We didn't have the home runs, no home runs from us, but we did get it done by just getting those RBIs, getting them in, and having good bullpen help.
Definitely.
So after opening day's done, the pageantry's done, we're actually done all of that, and we actually go play a different team.
Correct.
Very interesting to me that would happen. But.
And the same thing happened last year. It's really just us and New York like to open with each other, and that's really just what happened. We played two games in New York, opened their stadium. New York comes across the river, opens our stadium for one game, and then we start the Blue Crabs series. But yeah, it's interesting. And I always think it's interesting we open on a Thursday. It's just a very off day, I would think.
Well, it's weird that that's like kind of a baseball thing. Baseball has its opening, like Major League Baseball, and a lot of the minor leagues do seem to try to have like their actual like opening day of the league, like on a Friday night, the minor leagues I've noticed, or a Sunday, like MLB Baseball and ESPN on a Sunday, and then a lot of the teams start on Monday in the Major League Baseball, and it is kind of interesting. I think kind of baseball, it's just a sport you can kind of get away with that.
Yeah.
A Thursday is weird to me, though.
Yeah.
A Thursday night is weird to me. If I guess kind of doing an afternoon game's different. We're not, you know, going to be televised and everything.
Yeah, a place like here, it's difficult to do that, especially on a Thursday, you know, like 1 o'clock or even like 3 o'clock. It's still hard to get people to leave work or whatever and do that.
Absolutely.
But anyway, like you said.
It's early, too. I mean, as the summertime goes on, the kiddos don't have school. A lot of, every business is different. Every business has different busy seasons. But, you know, if you're a school teacher, you don't have that kind of responsibility as much.
There's a huge change in June.
It's a huge change. It's a relaxing difference. And I think that's really when the fun picks. I enjoy May's my favorite month of the year. But in terms of baseball itself, June and July is just a lot of fun. And because baseball is a lot different too, I think, because what you were saying with Lancaster and York, like to open up with each other, kind of shows the difference. One in baseball itself, where it's very kind of almost like a casual sort of game, but we can get local rivalries where it's hard. And I guess like even Major League Baseball, like you're supposed to have these rivals, but then they live in like an entirely different state, and you know, the travel back and forth, it's difficult, and you can't really do it that much. With us, you can just take a half hour trip down the road, you're in York, mm-hmm. everything's great, and you can see them, and it's a lot of fun, and then they can come down here and have a lot of fun very easily. So that is a factor. But let's get back to the games. Getting a little off topic, but we touched on some good points.
We're never off topic.
The Southern Maryland Blue Crabs, we both had ranked pretty low in our rankings.
Correct.
That played us then in our first kind of series,
mm-hmm.
as in that series we'll wrap up today. And it started with a 4-2 win for us.
Woo!
Because we scared them with that woo.
I got the flies again, too.
Oh, you got them?
Yeah, they're good.
That was good. Would you like to hear about how Packer, our pitcher, did?
Please.
Well, I'll tell you. He went 6 innings.
Whoa.
Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs both earned. So solid outing from him. Gave up a home run, but that's all right. Andrazic, Jackson, and Yurkitas, well, you know, short day,
mm-hmm.
each pitched an inning and did not give up a run. That's really showing it again. Bullpen's coming strong.
Yeah.
So that's
it's interesting that the you said starting pitcher went 6 innings, and then they really just brought in a new pitcher every inning after that, almost.
It really, I mean, they've. Collins knows the team better than anybody.
Sure.
Really has stressed to us in particular that Butch Hobson really enjoys a bullpen. He's not a guy who's expecting what they call them, innings eaters, where you pitch those 7 innings, maybe 8 innings a game, and then you just hand it off to your closer or your bullpen then. He really isn't expecting, I think, 7 innings. I think he's expecting 5 or 6, and then he wants to go to the bullpen. And we'll see how that goes on, because to me, I do think a bullpen is very important, but I also think that you don't want to tire him out.
Sure.
And, you know, Yurkita's going on 2 days. I know he isn't going to complain, but, you know, it'll tire him out and everything. So we'll see. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it goes on, and also the changes when that happens with the roster. But would you like to hear about who hit a home run for us?
Yes, please.
Castillo,
hey.
Our catcher. He hit a nice long ball.
Familiar face.
Yes.
Yeah,
and guess who had another RBI for us? So Tyler Bortnick.
Like you said, sixth. On fire.
He is. He's doing very well.
Yeah, he's doing great.
And another man who's doing very well, and we're going to get into the stats of these guys a little later. We're going to have a little bit of fun with the stats. Blake Galen had four RBIs on the season. I'm sorry, but he had an RBI in that game. Castillo had 2, mainly because of the home run. But it is good to see kind of a good effort out there, especially from your heart player in Blake Galen. You want him going off early, and he is.
And that game, Blake also had an amazing catch in left field. I don't recall the situation, but I remember I was actually here in the stands for that game.
Really?
I was here for my school. My program leader got a bunch of tickets for our program, but we came here as fans, and I got to enjoy the game from the stands. And we were on the third baseline, and I remember just one catch by Blakey, diving catch, you know, flat on the ground when he caught it. I love
cool.
Those are great things to see. But I you know how I feel about Blake Galen.
He's your favorite.
I'm a little bit of a fan. A
little bit.
So it's cool to see plays like that from him still.
We'll need to get him on the show soon.
That'd be great. For a second time.
Second time, yeah. He'll be our first, other than Dave.
Yeah.
But our first player that...
I'd love that.
Recurring guest. Well, and it's interesting to me this next game. Because when you just look at the score kind of lies to you.
It really does.
Doesn't it? 10-4... Blue Crabs.
Correct.
Now, when I look at that, immediately what I go in my head, oh, they just got blown out. You know, it wasn't a good outing. Well, that's not really the case, is it?
Not at all. Not at all.
What happened?
It was a great game. It was a really back and forth between us and Southern Maryland. I can't recall where all the runs came from. You can give me those names at least. But it really came down to...
I'll give you the names.
Thank you. It really came down to the ninth inning. The eighth inning was when it got all tied up. In the ninth, they scored one run, tied up at 4.
Gracie,
to get 4-3.
Right.
And then bottom of the ninth, we tie it back up at 4 to go into extras. And then from then on, the top of the 10th started pretty slow. It was just kind of men getting on base, and then home runs came and RBIs came. And in one inning, they scored 6 more runs. And that just, it was... This is when you mentioned that the bullpen's doing a great job, and they are. And then you see nights like last night where it's just, you know, they just can't deliver exactly what you need. Maybe it was, you know, Southern Maryland's batting just on point. Maybe they just knew what was coming up. But either way, it was just one of those bullpen situations you really couldn't get what you wanted.
I mean, a lot of people in the bullpen were used. Chucky Fick, who was the starting pitcher, went 6 innings. Gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned. So he did a solid job.
He did a great job, yeah.
Scott Patterson came in for an inning, and he did fine. Only gave up a hit, but didn't give up any runs. And then Nate Reed came in for 2/3 of an inning, and he did fine as well, didn't give up a run. So, I mean, those guys did their job. Gracie then came in for an inning and a third. He gave up a run. I think that's the run you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is kind of the guy who just had a bad outing, and it just happens. Brian Woodall just had a bad outing. I mean, he had a great outing earlier in the series, or it may have even been in New York a game. But he went 1/3 of an inning and gave up 4 runs in that 1/3 of an inning. He just from looking at it, Tom, because I wasn't there, it looks like he was just kind of nothing was working that night for him.
That's exactly what it was.
And then Mercado came in, and he gave up 2 runs, not earned. So I believe those runners were still kind of Woodall's guys. So that's... I mean, his ERA is at over 12 now, and that kind of shows just tough outing. And we'll get into the stats in a little bit, but as a kind of a sneak preview, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Relief pitchers with ERA, it's very interesting. I think it is a good tell sign. But also, if a relief pitcher's having... And Ross Peeples actually a great example of this. Ross Peeples started off the season very good. We were both... Like, he didn't give up a run for games. Then he had a few outings where he was giving up a few. And I think he had an outing where he gave up three or so. He had, like, a tough outing.
Yeah.
And that just ballooned his ERA. So when you look at his ERA, you're going, oh, well, you know, that isn't that great of an ERA. When you just can go... If you look at it stat game by game, you go, well, no, he actually just had one bad outing,
exactly.
Or two bad outings. So then that it really shows. I mean, it also does for starting pitchers, but they get enough innings in and enough games in with those innings that they're going to have way more innings than a relief pitcher, so they'll have more of an opportunity to kind of make everything clear. But why don't we get to some of the home runs here? Blake Galen had his first of the year.
Did.
And Cooper had his first of the year. And then Lance Odwatski, shortstop great. I like him a lot.
He's a good man.
He had his second home run of the year. And we should mention that Casey Frawley, I'm just going to mention him because he's a former Barnstormer. He had an RBI in the game. Blake Galen had an RBI in the game, of course. He had a home run, as did Cooper. So solo home runs. Lance Odwatski had two home runs, and he had two RBIs. And this kind of makes me want to point out something, Tom. Just from looking at this,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like a lot of runners were on when these home runs were happening. Kind of a tell sign, maybe, early.
Yeah.
Because to me, also looking at these scores, you look, okay, we scored four. We scored four. And then we scored six. That's pretty good, but other than the six, I like four seem... This may seem odd, and I may be off, but I think four seems a little low for this league.
For the league, definitely.
For the league. Not from baseball in general, but yeah. The league.
No, absolutely.
All right, that's all I just wanted to point out.
I was just going to mention, you said that Casey Frawley was batting for the Blue Crabs. They have so many former...
They do.
Lancaster Barnstormers on their team. They get Molina's on there. Daryl Ward's on
Daryl
there.
Daryl Ward.
I used to mention Casey Frawley, Fred Lewis.
Fred Lewis, yes. It was here last year.
I know there are a couple other ones. But yeah, there's a ton of them that were either here last year or 2 years ago. But it's just interesting. I was talking to Dave about it yesterday, about how basically you just kind of trade people around this mm-hmm. league. They kind of bounce from team to team.
Oh, yeah.
And it's no big deal. You never see it anywhere else. But it's just so interesting to see stuff like that.
Yeah, and another thing... I think we're doing some good off-topic stuff here, and here's one that's interesting is not only in the league, but different independent leagues. Guys will go in the from there. We had Austin Gallagher go to the Frontier League.
Sure.
We traded him to it. You
uh-huh.
can trade a player from a different league. It's like you wouldn't even think of that in different terms. Like that's, I remember a joke that Brett Myers did of Kyle Kendrick where he was traded to the Japanese league, and they pointed out that it actually is impossible to happen. But in this league, it is.
It is, yeah. It's weird. It's strange.
Yeah, and Blake Galen came from the Frontier League. I mean, these leagues are very identifiable. Maybe I'm being biased, but I think we have one of the better independent leagues. I think people kind of point that out. And when Baseball America does their like best independent player, a lot of our guys get mentioned in those kind of conversations, best and all team and everything. So it is interesting. But we should have a show where we talk about something other than sitcoms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Sitcoms and cooking.
Yeah. Wait, you want that show to be today?
That show can be today.
I think it can.
Yes.
What's going to happen is we're going to have I Am Fun come in just for a little bit.
That's probably a proper amount of time.
Yeah. Hopefully we can keep him under that amount of time.
A little bit.
But we're going to have him... just kind of go over a little bit of stats with us, have a little fun.
Guess and, that player.
Guess that player. We're going to present him with some stats and see if he can guess, at least, you know, in the ballpark, if you will.
Okay. I get it. I get it.
Who
I
that player it. Is.
Because we're in a ballpark.
Exactly. So right now we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with I Am Fun in just a minute.
Kinda.
Street Talk.
Then on Desperate Housewives.
We're back here with Prince Street Talk.
We're starting the show with Prince Street Talk.
He's here.
Wait, did we start
in
with
the
us
studio
talking about accountants?
Here,
I just wanted
Prince
to go
Street.
Right in.
We're having some fun here.
Well, fun you, brought up a
yeah, what
topic.
Were we just talking about, fun?
I was talking about, I realized one of you is an accountant.
Not me.
Not you. And I was thinking to myself, how many television shows have accountants in them? It's kind of like if there was a show that had an on-field MC, I would know it automatically.
Sure.
Are there any?
So, there aren't any really minor league baseball shows.
No.
Sure.
So I've always thought that that would make a good reality TV show. Because
following the life of an on-field host,
they have a show now called Prospectors, where you watch people dig up rocks. Literally, it's on the Weather Channel, and then again, it's sad that I watched it.
Sure,
that makes it even sadder.
TiVo-ing.
But if they are able to do that, or the other one they do is the Bering Sea Gold. Okay,
I've never seen that, but it looks interesting.
It's the same every week.
Really?
They go out on their boats.
Different sea.
They dive and they suck up gold. That's the whole show. And yet they make hundreds of episodes of this thing and I watch them.
What sitcom character do you feel you're like?
I don't. I'm talking about accountants. I'm talking
but
about
But this
you.
Is a question
turning
to you
the spotlight.
That's a question
on,
to
no,
you.
No, the spotlight's turned.
God. No, because Liz pointed out that when Tom and I are together we become JD and Turk.
A little bit. I can see that.
I'm JD.
Yeah, relationship.
I can see that. Or
Turk.
Troy and Abed.
What?
Troy and Abed from Community.
Oh, that's worse.
Because they did the fake show
like
all the time and everything.
We'll go with JD
I
and
like Turk.
Turk.
Troy and Abed in the morning. They did that. No.
No.
You don't like Community? I'm
not a big fan.
Not a fan.
I've seen a few episodes.
You haven't answered the question yet, Fun.
Stop deferring the question.
It's got to be a character who's like a rooster on crack. That's what someone described me as once a long, long time ago.
A rooster on crack.
How was your mother?
You know who that...
We're having fun here on Prince Street Talk. That's
you haven't
an original
done the intro
gem.
For us.
Bing. That's one and four, Mike.
Your voice always reminded me of Charlie Day on Always Sunny
yes.
in Philadelphia.
People have said that.
That's
absolutely
that's very familiar.
People say a lot of things to you.
The way Charlie operates. You know, I'm excited about today's game.
Why
though,
is that?
With the Blue Crabs versus the Barnstormers, right?
Why were you?
Here? Yeah.
Yeah. Why were you?
Because it's the rubber game, of course. Mm-hmm. Each team has won one.
It's rubber
and,
night here.
And I have been told that this is the game of the century.
Is that right?
Today. Fight of the century going on right
now. No,
here.
That was last night. That was last night.
What? I don't think they're talking about this.
That was last night.
There was a fight last
Floyd
night.
Floyd Mayweather versus Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin?
Anna Paquin.
You're kidding me.
Wait, maybe
from
Manny,
True Blood?
Maybe Manny Pacquiao. I get them confused.
So you're telling me this is not today's game is not the fight of the century.
You could call it that.
I'm gonna do
I
this.
Don't think, I don't think it's even a fight.
On the pregame show, I'm gonna do this bit all over again.
I don't think it's a fight.
I love this bit
I
so much.
I like it.
I think it's so good. But okay,
you
so
can
anyway.
Use Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin, that's right.
From The Squid and the Whale.
I thought she was on True Blood, wasn't she?
Well, she could do more than one thing.
She's Prince Street Talk live exclusive right here.
We're trying to get her on the show.
All right, so we're here actually to talk about baseball.
Yeah, you want
to
do the, you guys, do this, the game?
You guys had a bit that you wanted to do. Everything's a bit today.
That's
a bit.
That's the thing. We come into the show. We plan to do a show at 9 o'clock. We come into the parking lot like a little after 9. We're like, all right, well, let's try and think of bits for today.
That's how
you operate.
I came up with that.
No, we're good.
I'm glad you guys put a lot of work into this. That's really important. I'm a grad student.
No,
it's finals week.
The,
we work for me.
No, I did on the preview. The preview. Okay.
Did you listen to the preview?
You've already talked about. You haven't posted anything.
Yes, he did.
It's up.
You finally posted something?
The preview show has been up for at least
a week.
5 days.
Okay. I'll have to listen to it.
I listened to it.
I checked the other day.
And the other show.
The other show is still going up.
Still coming in.
I listen to podcasts in my car now. I've totally gotten off of radio, and all I do is listen to podcasts.
That's a good
show.
You can listen to us.
I listen to all kinds. There are a couple I listen to. I like How Did This Get Made? I don't know if you've ever heard of that
one.
Some of the guys who did The League, they've gotten together, and they talk about movies and really bad movies, like Con Air or Deep Blue. Wasn't that the one that had...
Jessica Alba?
No, that was the one with the sharks that got smart, and they were trying to cure Alzheimer's disease with them.
I heard the title.
It had
that actually sounds like a great movie.
It had LL Cool J in it.
That's getting worse.
He played Preacher. He was the cook on the facility. It was a horrible movie. But they sit there and they watch the movie, then they come back and they just dissect everything about it, how bad it is. And it is just the funniest thing to hear them do that. So that's a good
We could do that.
Well, that's their gig.
Yeah, but they already did it.
We could do that.
No, but they already did it.
Yeah, but we could do it.
You can't.
Let's do a movie about sharks that get really smart.
I have an idea.
Oh, he wants to make a movie.
You guys could do a podcast about the Lancaster Barnstormers and the Atlantic League and talk about everything.
We already do that. It's not going well.
It's not going. I think it's going great.
It's a podcast, yet we still might get canceled.
I think you've got
it's unbelievable.
I think you've got probably 6 or 7 listeners now, and
maybe
you know, as you come on, as I always do.
That's a dollar.
There's my dollar.
Wow, so, that's American.
Every time, you know, we were talking about Mike just like an hour ago how we might have to start paying guests because we can't get any.
Yeah,
Tom is the one that always comes
every time.
We can't
you come
accept
on.
Your money.
No.
Oh no, it is real. Okay.
We have to put that. Towards, you know, I'm working towards a tote bag here. That's what I'm trying to do because, you know, for every dollar you give,
yes,
and during the month of February, we're going to be doing a very special promotion here. You can order roses for your loved one, and we'll send them to
you. Can't we do Mother's Day?
You ain't the Ramus. Well, Mother's Day's next, like, Sunday.
Well, number one, this won't be posted until probably
June.
That's
probably June.
True.
It'll be posted in time for Valentine's Day.
And number two,
question.
If you make an offer about Mother's Day and someone is listening and they actually do it, then you have to do it. You don't want to do it. So you say, hey, we're doing something special.
Yeah, what's the odds,
though? Valentine's Day. What's the odds? Who knows? But
you would probably.
Let's talk about baseball. Let's talk about
that.
Bits.
Mike had an idea of this game called Guess the Player.
Based on stats.
Oh, so what we're going to do is present
stats.
Oh,
he already
stats.
Hates it.
But I don't know any of the players yet.
See, that was my point.
All right, hold on.
I mean, truly, you know, when you think about the players we have, any minor league team runs into this problem. You know, you have guys who return, and usually it's a pretty good cadre of maybe cadre SAT
nice.
Word. Pretty good cadre of guys. You're looking at maybe 10 or 12 guys, a group of guys. Who return. And then the rest of the team is built around all new guys.
The ballpark.
All different stuff built around the ballpark. Very
good.
Yes. Yeah. Quick, like a whip.
Well, what would you say if we did it for the 2014 championship team?
All right, I'll try it.
All right.
I think this could be fun.
All right. We have no music.
That's all right. Prince Street Talk. Guess the player based on his stats.
Here we go. I'm going to start off with a pitcher.
Ross Peoples.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, wait, I have to actually get it. Well, I'm going to go with a guy who pitched 38 games.
Osterbrock.
I'm going to go with a guy who pitched 34 innings.
He's just going to name pitchers, so he's right.
Osterbrock.
5.29 ERA.
Kurt Schilling.
He doesn't even play for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you Osterbrock.
He has the name of an NBA player for the Sixers. They are in the NBA still.
Paul Pierce?
No. Paul Pierce never played for the Sixers.
What?
No. Jason Richardson is the correct
Jason
answer.
Jason Richardson. Oh, he came back for the ring ceremony, too. Darn, I should have known that. Paul Pierce, he plays for the Wizards right now.
He does.
Yes, he does. He does. What?
No, he does.
What?
No, we switched bits.
That's your thing. That's your thing.
All right, I'll do it later.
You don't do that anymore? What? We have a guest on the show. What?
For religious purposes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew. Well, I wore my VeggieTales tie today, but I know for you it doesn't matter. You know.
No, I don't like the tomato. I think the tomato.
Well, no, VeggieTales.
Undertones.
It's Christian based, but you know, I know you being Jewish. You shalom.
I'm not Jewish.
You are too.
Why are you yelling at me?
Mike told me you were Jewish.
I am Mike.
Tom told me. Now, I know you both went to Catholic high school. I do know that.
Some of us longer than others. Anyways.
Ooh, ba-dum-bum.
It's true.
Hit some music.
Speaking of that, do either of you know the gifts
Jesus?
Of the Holy... the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You went to Catholic school. You should
the gifts
this.
Of the Holy Spirit? Oh. He enjoys some of that foreign cheese.
No.
No?
Well, he always brings a housewarming gift.
Yeah, he does. No, it's gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
No,
it's not that.
That's the gifts of the Magi.
There are seven.
There are seven. I'm giving you that.
Courage.
One of them's baptism, right?
Isn't that?
No, courage is not one. No, you're thinking of the sacraments. Now.
Well, I think I'm thinking of the Beatitudes.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Understanding.
Is one
knowledge, fortitude, counsel, piety, fear of the Lord. What, man, oh, man.
Fear of the Lord.
Yeah. Great job on that Catholic education. All right. Maybe
they ask that a lot on job interviews.
Maybe we need to send you guys back to Lancaster Catholic High School, which is the sponsor here of Clipper Magazine Stadium's Fan Service Center. They're going to give you a great Catholic-based foundation, and they've been supporting students in our community for years now. So visit their fan service center here at Clipper Magazine Stadium. It's the Lancaster Catholic Fan Service Center. Okay, go back to your.
That was good.
Sorry.
This player played 132 games.
All right, that's a lot of games. So it's not Blake Galen.
.313 batting average.
That's pretty good.
This will give it away.
Jerry Owens.
I'm going to go with an OPS of .910.
OPS.
That's on base plus slugging. 26 home runs. Got to get it now. 92 RBIs.
All right, let me think. I got it. Now I got to go through the lineup and think it's not...
You don't have to.
Not Sawatsky. Not Blake.
What kind of music you want?
Not Blake Galen.
You're just anything you want to.
Okay. Olmo.
Oh, no. You're wrong.
Rosario. No?
No.
No.
His name rhymes with Snow Parner.
I'm not good at rhyming. I don't rhyme. Oh. Cole Garner.
That's correct.
There you guess. Right. That was great. Right.
That was great, wasn't it?
So have you guys talked about the ballpark at all?
Well, what about it?
I mean, there have been a lot of changes here at Clipper Magazine
Stadium.
That's
very true. That's
new ownership, number one.
Yes. Wait, we didn't talk about
it. We can start there.
Okay.
You're not allowed to talk about that?
Mr. Monopoly owns the team now.
No.
That was a rumor.
The gentleman who helped found Clipper Magazine, they were a minority owner of the team, and they've come in now, and they've taken over full ownership of it. So that's pretty exciting. Liz is here. Liz walks in the door.
Liz owns the team?
No, Liz does not own the team.
Oh. Uh-huh. It's how fun. Your kid is blowing up 6 inner tubes for me, so you may want
to
check
talking to the mic.
Out. He looks pretty pale when I saw him.
Why is he not using a pump to blow up these inner tubes?
Well, I think preface would be good right now.
Well,
Part B.
Liz should be talking in the microphone.
Part B of this question, Liz, why would we need 6 inner tubes today, Liz?
Inner tube day.
Why wouldn't we need 6 inner tubes? Okay. No, they're for the Klein's game that we're now not doing anymore. Today.
Wait, then you wouldn't
need
them.
Awkward. Yeah. Why is he still blowing them up?
Yeah, if you don't need them.
So there's a Klein's game. See, I didn't know about this game. They just come in and say, guess what? We're doing a game for Klein's now. Hey, it's great. So it's what?
It's the plunger hats. The inner tubes were your idea. You know all about it.
Oh, you know what? I do know all about it. Liz, I love working with you. No. Liz is great.
Liz, everybody.
You know what we should do, Liz?
What?
We should raise the barn.
Raise
the barn. Last night we got it done 17 times here at Clipper Magazine
Stadium. We aimed for 20.
We're going to go today.
Not, that's bad.
I'm going for 25.
Going for 25.
25 times. A little something special. All right, well, we're talking about the stadium, aren't we?
You were.
Do you guys want to talk about the stadium? We don't have to. It's your show.
Anything you want.
I'll talk about whatever you guys want.
No, it's your show. You got it.
No. I mean, we've got the localflavors.com.
That is cool.
Area that's been redone. We took the barn, they took the barn, and it's got palm trees, and it's got a...
Will you steal a palm tree?
I've already inquired about stealing a palm tree.
I think you just steal. I don't think you...
Yeah, you don't have to ask. Yeah.
Number one, they're bolted in. Number two, they're very heavy. And number three, I can't fit one in my truck.
You're not a good thief.
My thought is, what I'll do is, you know, things tend to change in minor league baseball. They're hot for a couple of years, and then they decide, oh, no, let's get new furniture. And then the furniture goes down below. So what I'll do is wait 3 years, and if I'm still here, then they'll take those palm trees and put them down below, and then I'll just load one in my car and it'll end up at my house.
Are you announcing your retirement within 3 years?
I
to two people.
Are you announcing it right here on this show?
It's an exclusive Prince Street Talk exclusive. Where are the things? No,
we're going to the stats now.
Well, we can do the things. He's just going to talk.
Breaking news.
You want breaking news?
Top blue one.
This one?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
I'm used to it being called breaking news.
Sorry.
We also steal now.
Yeah, we do copyrighted stuff now, too.
That's for the Jeff Scott segment.
How can you do with the Jeff Scott segment?
Jeff Scott
news!
How can... Oh, my gosh. That's too much. All right, so breaking news. Yeah, I am fun... announces his retirement every year.
Oh, no.
And yeah, there it is. And usually Liz is the first to know that I am retiring.
Yes.
And I've already said to them that I am taking this season much like Derek Jeter took his last season. And I expect,
you got a beautiful girlfriend.
Well, I expect that at every game, at the end of the game, something will be given to me, some present from the opposing team or from a fan or something like that. So far, the last three games, I've gotten nothing.
Well, you're crying wolf.
I don't think you're going to get
if you're saying you're
something
retiring
each
every
game.
Year.
Yeah. Also, the teams we've been playing will be back.
That's
multiple
true.
Times.
That's true. So
maybe they're saving up for something nice.
Maybe that's what it is, but I don't know. No, I wouldn't say. And every year I say, oh, I'm getting too old for this. Oh, it's too hard. I don't want to do it anymore. And then I'm back again the next
year. You should start doing minor league soccer.
I think it's
right for you.
It's funny you say that. This is breaking news.
Whoa.
Wait. Is it about Jeff Scott?
No, it's not about Jeff Scott. And why have you ever had a Jeff Scott news? Have you ever interviewed Jeff Scott?
We tried to get him once. Not really.
He didn't like us that much.
He probably couldn't get up here. He doesn't move real well. You know?
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh,
we're making a big enemy with Jeff Scott. Have you ever heard this?
There's nothing wrong with it.
In the previous segments, we've the whole topic of conversation was his weight. And it's just not good.
I'm talking about the fact that he has a cane and he walks with a cane because his knees are so bad.
Well,
and nothing to do with his weight.
There was an article about him, and they asked him what are your hobbies, and he says, "Well, I don't like to go to the opera." No, you're supposed to.
You say things you do like. Don't name things that you don't like.
Theater. I don't like to go there.
That's very funny.
It was all strange.
Right. Breaking news. You were asking about soccer.
Minor league soccer.
I actually do work for the Harrisburg City Islanders.
Do you?
Yes. Really?
Can you get me in?
When do you want to go?
Wow. When's their next game?
The next game is May the...
This won't work.
15th? Isn't that a Saturday?
Yeah, I think... the Union play that Sunday. I do the Union.
He's games. Season ticket holders.
I'm a season ticket holder. Oh, Union,
really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's not that cool. We're not that good.
But the Islanders are the farm team for
yes,
the
they
Union.
Are. The so, McCarthy, who was the goalie right now for the Union, I believe, played for Harrisburg City for a little bit.
He came down for I think a cup of coffee and then went back. But I mean, their goalie is Nick Noble. Which I really have told them a bunch of times because I work for them. I help them a little bit with their game entertainment, not a whole lot, but we also sell sponsorship for them with my other company.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we've talked to them a couple of times. And the tough part about soccer is anybody who's in the soccer world is a soccer fanatic.
You know, true.
The folks in the front office, they care about soccer. They really want soccer to stand on its own merits. And the problem with that is the average fan who comes out to minor league baseball couldn't give two figs about minor league baseball. They come out to sit in the sun, to drink a beer, to watch a game,
to watch the lemonade tea,
whatever. It's a combination of all those things. Mm-hmm. And so with minor league soccer, they kind of have to change the mentality a little bit and understand that, you know, having cheap beer, having a band playing, having, you know, some
the
kind
chance,
of entertainment,
yeah,
chance, all
fan
that stuff,
groups,
you,
yeah.
you build that like Seattle has done. Seattle's
yes.
done a beautiful job of that. They march to the stadium. And I've even told them at City Islanders, it would be cool if they did a march to the stadium across the bridge there, start on the one side, get everybody together there, and then the marching band starts, and then they come across the bridge, and then you march into the stadium, and then we introduce the team and that whole thing. But you're working with a really small staff, really mm-hmm. small budget. I mean, it's not it's you got the Senators right next door who do 70 games a year, and they draw 200 and 50,000 people. Then you have the Islanders, who average about 2,000, 2,500 people, and they play 14 or 16 games.
Man.
So, I mean, it's like night and day. Yeah. So, I mean, you have to really kind of change the mentality. And and we're trying to help them with that a little bit. But anytime you want to go, I'll...
Yeah, we should.
That's interesting.
Would you go down with that?
I'll definitely I'll go there. Yeah.
Tom will not go to a Union game, but he will go to an Islanders.
Well, Islanders game, what we do with our friends is we put them up in a place called Sacramentoville. And it's the upper deck that sits right behind the goal.
Oh, that's cool.
And you get a wristband, and then you can drink there as part of your ticket.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, so Tom's going to go now.
It's
yeah,
kind of nice. You get a little free beer there. Yeah. So
I don't know if you ever been. And, like, it's interesting because what you were saying about, well, one, Major League Soccer is still kind of growing itself. Major League Soccer, let alone the NASL. Right.
Yeah. No, USL Pro.
USL Pro. I'm sorry. USL Pro. But it is interesting. So, like, salaries and everything still kind of growing. They're getting better in Major League Soccer, but also like the fandom is a lot different than Major League Baseball. It's a little less kid friendly.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. But there's a passion there that you don't see in other sports. I mean, it's like having the dog pound of Cleveland at every game, but it's the entire stadium.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these are fans who will paint their face. They will bring their scarves. They will have drums. They go nuts.
Yeah.
But that's an atmosphere that is really cool, and it's conducive to something like soccer because there are no stoppages of play. The only time you stop is pregame and halftime.
Yeah.
So I mean, you have to have constant stuff going on, and the new ribbon boards they're putting all around the fields. You know, they're able to change things up as they're going. They're able to use the video boards. And there's a lot of stuff that really is cool. And I like what I'm seeing there. But it's, you know,
you familiar have to face. It.
Hey!
I will be fun coming in to give the...
He just left.
There he was.
Yep, there he goes.
He's going to take over. He's just handed me the game rundown for today. So let's talk a little bit about today's game.
Okay. This is not soccer.
So we're looking at today is an All-Pro Dad's Day. We've got the Junior Orchestra coming out. And it is a reading day here at Clipper Magazine Stadium.
You must be reading or they will kick you out.
Well, Sylvan Learning Center helping us out with that. We'll have a pregame parade on the field with a bunch of kids, and that'll be a lot of fun. So we're excited about that.
Some music here.
The stadium's coming to life now. It's 11. It's 11:32 in the morning here. Womp, womp. That's 11:32 time here.
I can't do that.
In the morning.
Whoa. Like wacky morning radio sound effects and stuff.
Wacky morning radio at 11:32.
Here we are on the Sunday morning zoo. With Weenie in the butt. Weenie in the butt. Bye. Uh-oh. First person who can do my catchphrase is going to win a prize here. Me no funny. I'm doing a whole bit from Family. That's all it is. I'm ripping that off.
Totally.
All right. So today we're going to have the normal barn talk show that we do, which will be
which we haven't been on yet. We are very frustrated.
Late night with David Letterman. Here you are at the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
I will have to get you guys on it.
Whenever you get the chance.
That is a load. I had you guys on last year.
No, you didn't.
No.
You talked about us.
Yeah, you definitely mentioned us.
You mentioned us.
Times.
No, you mentioned us.
That's a good
we've never
thing.
Been on.
All right. I'll have to work on it. I know people
think there's a feud.
I know some guys who do the programming there, so I'll work on that.
You know some guys?
You're the guy.
I wouldn't say that. We got three honorary first pitches today. That'll be a lot of fun.
Who are they?
I don't know that. They don't put that on the script. Then as far as we go into the game, let's pull the curtain back a little bit here. A lot of people don't realize behind the scenes. Everything that we do on the field is scripted out.
So very meticulously.
We go through and even to the
you
point
will throw
where,
a strike now.
Well, not that part of it, but every part of the in-between inning stuff and all the production stuff. You know, the camera guys have to know where we're doing the different promotions to follow us around and get the fans involved. And so it's a lot of work. It really is. So we've got tons of things that we'll be doing. Tom, do you have you've got a chance to see at least a couple of the shows now?
Yeah, I come.
Do you have any, you know.
Yeah, I will.
Do you have any promotions that stood out that you said, hey, that was a pretty good one?
Well, I'd have to say whoever painted the post that they use for the hammering of the nails promotion, it's just beautiful.
So you're saying you painted the post for the nails?
I
did, and I did. Yes.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did.
I have a question.
Yes.
Lemonade tea.
Yes.
It's time.
Well,
for him to win.
I think it's time.
It's time.
Have you seen the Facebook page? It's roaring.
There's been some
there
talk.
There is a Facebook page that we created.
I know. There
it's
roaring. There has been some talk
a
about
lion
it.
Is
and I would agree with you. I think Lemonade Tea should win. And
will he, though?
I would think at some point this season it may happen, but there's going to be some fanfare behind it. I think Turkey
there was fanfare last year behind it. He didn't win.
I think Turkey Hill has to get on board, and maybe when he wins, a section wins Lemonade Tea or something like that. You know,
how much
like
would that
idea.
Cost? Could we just like
we'll just do it?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Prince Street Talk. I've already given you a dollar. What more do you want?
Well, we'll buy like one Lemonade Tea, and then we'll just throw it into the
fans. One lucky section gets lemonade thrown at them.
Each get a sip.
You know, I think when I got I think when I got the text this morning, who I didn't know who it was, so I just responded.
What?
Who dis new phone?
Who dis?
Who dis? You're very straight.
I almost just said this is Tom.
This is my new thing.
Who dis?
Whenever somebody texts me,
who
Ed? But I know who it is, and I know who it is because I
who
have
dis?
You in my phone.
Who dis?
I'm just going to respond with who dis. Because then I don't have to respond back. Besides that.
People get scared.
But then you responded appropriately right after.
Who dis? New phone.
Have you ever done it where people get scared, though? Because I go, like, I don't know who this is because you don't know the number. And then I'm like, I don't know.
That's why if I respond, who dis new phone, they can't get offended because they'll think I got a new phone. And I really didn't. But it still works. But
you
I
also think, like, you break your phone like every week.
I think in the text, I'm looking at my wrist. As if there is a watch there, and there is not.
Hypothetically, it's 11:36.
I think you guys said that I would be on for 10 minutes.
Well, here's the thing.
And I think I've been on for about 30 now.
No.
That's
you've been
not
about
true.
Like 25.
All right.
Well, Liz has something to say.
Liz has something to say.
She doesn't look happy.
Liz is here again. You know what? Liz and I are going to reenact the scene from Star Wars or Star Trek. Don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah,
from Star Trek.
On. May the 4th is coming up.
Where Kirk is Kirk. On the outside of the radiation containment unit, and Spock is inside, and they touch the window together, and then Spock does the Vulcan sign, and he says...
And he messes up the preview show.
Jim, live long and prosper.
Liz left.
Liz is left. Liz.
We laugh when you said Kirk, because we have a friend of the show.
But listen,
Kirk.
you...
Really?
Fun, yeah, you mentioned all the promotions.
We have a friend.
Up. You have a lot
you
to do.
You have a friend.
You have a lot to do before the game starts. We took up a lot of your time.
It was great being
was
here
great
on Prince Street.
We're
going to
actually
appreciate
come
you guys
back
having
again.
Me on.
We're going to end the show right now.
We're going to end the
here.
Show. You guys, see, I have to leave, and
you
guys
don't
have
understand.
To wrap
we don't
the
really
show
wrap
up.
We don't do anything. We just kind of
we've been on
talking.
Now 50 minutes total.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the ballpark.
I am fun, everybody.
I
Good
am
night,
fun.
Everybody.
He's still here.
Yeah, he's still right there.
Wrap it up.
He's yelling. He's telling us to do our show.
Is he our producer?
I don't Maybe.
But he doesn't even listen.
We should pay him more.
What does he get now?
Well.
All the proceeds. He gives us money,
all the
actually.
Proceeds. Go to I Am Fun.
All right. Well, here's a dollar.
Hey, let's stop this. Stop
How do
this
you do
show.
That?
Well, touch one of those. Uh-oh.
Well, big announcement.
You're an usher.
Well, I got to get going.
All right. Well, let's end the show. Get ready to start a new game here at Clip Magazine Stadium at 1:00. Final game against the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
Yes.
But until next week, we recap that game and any other game that we play. I'm Tom. You're Mike over there.
Oh.
And this is Prince Street Talk. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Prince Street Talk. Brought to you by Mint Design Company.